and nutrition experts getting together to help you raise a healthy family. It's time for Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD. Here's your hosts, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
For decades, we have listened to so many reasons of why we overeat and how we can conquer this behavior and get out slim and trim. Yet, the statistics on the number of adults and children with obesity continues to rise at an extremely alarming rate. Well, a recent scientific breakthrough may change this trend. This is such good news. The esteemed Dr. Bill Miller, author of his new book, The Microcosm Within, is here to share this new, really good news with us. Dr. Miller, thanks so much for taking your time out of your busy day to be with us. Oh, I know you're a busy guy, indoors and out. We just had that conversation. But what do you mean by it takes guts to stop eating?
We found some startling new things out about ourselves. We really just didn't know about it up until a few years ago. When you look in the mirror, Ellen, you see yourself, naturally, you think you're one individual. You can't imagine that you're just not one single thing. But that's not the way you really are constructed. Instead of one single thing, you have an enormous array of microbial life, microbes, bugs, germs. They're in you, they're on you, they're part of you. You can't be what you need to be without them. It's such an intimate partnership, and that's the thing we didn't know. We knew we had bugs in us and on us, but we didn't understand that they're vital to the, making us what we are. And in fact, a good deal of what they do controls our physiology, our metabolism, our immunity, and even our emotions.
So they're good bugs and bad bugs, because we can't get bugs as always being bad. So maybe you could clarify that a little bit.
Well, I think almost since Pasteur and forward, we've regarded ourselves as in battle, in combat with bugs, and we term them pathogens, microbes. We thought all of these bugs were bad for us, but as it turns out, they're essential companions. We can't be the organism that we're supposed to be. We cannot survive without them. That's how deeply and how intimately we're related to them. And it matters then how it affects our weight. We're finding so to give you a quick idea, the number of microbial cells in your body and on you is 10 times greater than your cells. 10 times greater number of bugs on me and in me than Bill Miller cells. And they contribute mightily to what I am, even though I don't sense them. That's the biological trick of this whole thing, is that we feel like we're one thing, but we are actually this confederacy of cells. And I'm not even talking about the viral particles that are part of this too, but they all work together to make us what we are. They control our appetite in ways that we're just beginning to find out about.
Oh, my gosh, that's a lot for people to absorb, and even
it's funny.
Myself.
You're talking about the guts, and we're talking about absorption. I like that.
Well, everything's living. Everything's moving. We tend to think everything's stagnant, and it's not. Everything's in motion at all times. But now let's get back to the gut and the microbes in the gut.
There are two interesting things about that are really directly pertinent to your question. The first is we're finding out that there are big differences in the composition of the microbe life that's in the gut between people that are lean and people that are overweight. So it isn't as simple as how much you eat. You know, we always think it's simply a matter of calories. And, of course, calories really do count. But how you use those calories is in part determined by the composition of the what's called the gut microbiome. It's the only complicated word I'll use, but the microbiome is the term that is being used by scientists to talk about these communities, these ecologies of bugs that are inside you that govern, to some degree, govern your digestion, the absorption of nutrients, and they change the way you feel about food. So, for example, if you start to eat, there's an immediate spurting growth of the microbes inside your stomach. We always thought that when people feel full, a sense of satiety is what it's called, when people feel full, that it comes from our own personal cells. And we talk about complex things like the neurohumoral axis. We're talking about hormones and proteins that get produced by the body in response to the nutrition, to the food, and it circulates to the bloodstream. It goes to the brain and says, aha, I've had enough to eat. But what we've just found out, based on really good research, is that it's the bugs in the stomach that are producing the crucial proteins that are a part of this axis that tells us we're full. And they've even been able to calculate that once the bugs in your stomach increase by about a billion, they switch the proteins that they're making to the ones that make you feel full. And
wow.
So we're learning a lot of new things about ourselves. This is going to change the way people are going to diet because, now I know this is going to sound really strange, but this study has already begun. They're going to try oral transplants of the thin people bugs to the overweight people bugs.
Oh, my goodness.
And see if it sticks. And there's an expectation that it will work, but we won't know for a little bit yet.
Wow, that's wild. All right, so we need 100 billion. There's this sort of...
Well, you need a billion more after you start eating to feel full.
A billion more. All right, so what...
On average, we're talking averages.
Okay, so what is that billion? What does that represent? What do I have to eat to get that billion so my body says enough?
Well, we don't have the research to know which way is best. We do know for certain, for example, that proteins increase the sense of satiety better than carbohydrates. And we don't know why that is, actually, but that the answer is probably going to be that the bugs, the microbes, like protein. It increases their growth rate faster than carbohydrates do. It probably takes more time for them to metabolize it. But this is all stuff that has to be studied further. Now that we know that these things exist, we can know to look more deeply into them. The key is to discover the first few links in the chain, and the rest will fall into place pretty quickly.
Okay, so you're suggesting and you're surmising that the protein is probably the food source that will help us be satiated because of the messaging it sends.
Well, naturally, your listeners are going to want to know, what is this? What can I do? What does it matter to me? Well, the answer is, you first of all, two quick things. The first is, you have to understand that every diet book and every diet video and everything else that you see is only in general. You are a unique individual. The bug composition in you is uniquely you. There's a signature of this stuff for you. Yes, in general, humans have the same types of bugs and generally the same proportion. But think of it more like your bug fingerprint. You kind of have that. So how will you respond to a diet? It'll be very idiosyncratic. It'll depend upon your personal makeup. So you have to take control of experimenting for yourself and realize that just because it isn't working doesn't mean that you're not following the rules. The diet that you've chosen may not be the one that can possibly work for you because your metabolism is that much different from the next person's. The second thing is you should learn to try, and this is not so easy to do, but people can try it. Figure out ways of pacing a meal so that you actually give your gut microbes a chance to catch up to you. You need to eat in a manner where you're not gobbling, give yourself a chance to feel full, and before you eat that dessert, say, you know what, I'll have dessert if I want it, but I'm going to wait 15 more minutes or 20 more minutes. And you'll be surprised. You'll find out that you don't feel the same sense of urgency to eat that next thing, having waited just that bit of time.
Well, unfortunately, we're out of time, but there is a resource for everyone to learn more about this. Go to Dr. Miller's book site and look for The Microcosm Within. That's the name of the site as well. Microcosm Within. There's so much to learn about it, but it's all good news. So thank you, Dr. Miller, for being with us today. And thank you all for listening. Come back again, and please look for our past episodes on Radio MD, iTunes, or iHeartRadio. Be sure to eat well and stay well.